Heading into this hour's guest interview segment on the weekday wake up this morning, and it's a privilege to be speaking with U.S. Senator John Barrasso joining us here in Western Wyoming. Senator, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, it's always great to be on the air with you, Duke, and thanks so much for having me, and best wishes to all of my friends up there in your listener and readership area.
Absolutely. I do appreciate the time out of your schedule. Just two things that we wanted to talk about. The Biden ban, oil and lease ban from the Biden administration. But first, while we have you, the Senate trial just wrapping up. And of course, you and Wyoming's other Senator Lummis voting not to convict the president in that Senate trial. Just give us your thoughts on that trial here, if you can, briefly, Senator, and your reason for voting the way you did.
Yes, you know, I voted against convicting President Trump. I voted for acquittal. I always thought that this was unconstitutional to try to convict somebody who was no longer president of the United States. You know, to me, and there's so many people around Wyoming I've been hearing from, impeachment is about removing someone from office. And that's what we had to dealt with. President Trump was no longer the president. I thought that the entire trial was not legitimate, and I'll tell you why. The judge, if you take a look at the judge, for an impeachment trial, it's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which would have been John Roberts. He said he wasn't going to come and do that. So who did they put as the judge? Well, they put one of the United States senators, a Democrat senator. So he was not just a judge, he was also a juror because he had to vote in the matter. He was also a witness to what happened on January 6th. He had previously voted to convict President Trump in the first, as you'll recall, the first impeachment last January. And before the trial even started in the Senate this time, he announced that he was going to vote guilty before hearing any of the evidence. So how can that be in any way legitimate? You know what? It was so interesting listening to the House managers during the debate. Of course, I was sitting there listening to all of it, as I know many people at home in Wyoming were following me closely. I mean, to hear the Democrats in the House, the Nancy Pelosi's team of prosecutors, referring to the Constitution, our U.S. Constitution, they refer to it as a technicality and a loophole. Well, I'll tell you, it's the Constitution. And of course, I was going to be consistent with the Constitution. They wanted to actually remove President Trump from ever running again. That's what the Democrats wanted to do. Well, of course, they would want to remove a political adversary and prohibit or disqualify him from ever running again. I don't know if he is or if he isn't, but who do you think would be pretty strong if he were running again? It would be President Trump. So the Democrats seem to just want to weaponize impeachment, using it as a political tool, as opposed to the reason it was meant for, as I read the Constitution, which is to remove someone from office. So I voted no.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso joining us this morning on the weekday wake up. Senator, let's transition into this Biden ban. I wanted to spend the majority of our time discussing this, and we've already seen some of the impacts in oil and gas leasing across the state of Wyoming. Talk to us about the legislation that you introduced along with Senator Lummis about this, that is kind of in opposition to what the Biden administration wants to do here.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say Cynthia Lummis has been a great addition to the United States Senate. She is a wonderful partner to work with. I've, of course, missed Mike Enzi, but Cynthia really is, taken the bit and run with it, and has done this as we're both fighting the effort of Joe Biden with his executive orders. It was interesting. Joe Biden gave a speech when he was sworn in as president talking about unity. And by the time he got to the White House, he had thrown the speech out the window and drawn a target on the back of American energy workers and American energy. And in his effort to save the world or the planet because of his focus on climate change, he has taken a sledgehammer to Western state economies, and I'll tell you, it's not going to make a dent in what he's concerned about in terms of climate change. But it is hurting Wyoming jobs, and it's not just Wyoming. We're talking about probably a million jobs across the country that will be lost because of his executive orders that he signed the first day in office. You know, he said, well, he blocked the Keystone XL pipeline, he got back into the Paris Climate Accord, and he said no more oil and gas leases on on federal land. Well, half of Wyoming is federal land. And so much of the revenue that comes into the state of Wyoming, and, you know, our state senator from your neck of the woods, Dan Dockstetter, president of the state Senate now, doing all of his work in Cheyenne. But he knows how critically important that revenue is to the state in terms of our children who go to schools, the teachers who teach there, the projects that are built in the state. All of those things are related to money that comes in from oil and gas production, so much of it on federal land. And Joe Biden has just pulled the rug out from under us economically, hurting us as a country and as a state. But the jobs in Texas and New Mexico and all of these Rocky Mountain areas, you know, you talk about Montana, Colorado, some represented by Republicans, others represented by Democrats. It's awful. So Cynthia Lummis has put together legislation. We now have a quarter of the Senate who has co-sponsored it to try to stop what they're doing and what Biden is doing. We're going to continue to fight this. We're going to try to get efforts. We're working with some Democrats to try to get them on board to push back against the Biden administration. There are four Democrats in the House from Texas who are all opposed to what the Biden administration is doing. But let's face it. The Biden administration is taking all of the ideas, it seems like, of the most radical, extreme, dangerous, scary parts of the Democrat Party and running with them. And we need to stop it. We need to stop it legislatively. We need to stop it in fighting them in the courts. We need to stop it in fighting them every way possible. And we're going to do that. Cynthia Lummis's legislation is a big part of that push.
Well, it sounds like you do have some support to potentially get this passed and put through. If it does get passed by the Senate and then goes through the process, how much hope does this legislation have beyond the Senate of making an impact?
Well, the hope is primarily because it's all about having an impact. You're exactly right. What has an impact is when we get Republicans and Democrats alike speaking out against this very liberal approach, this effort by the Biden administration to eliminate fossil fuels. I mean, that's what they're really talking about. It's the oil and gas leasing is so devastating to our economy if they're able to continue blocking all of this. It's devastating to economies around the Rocky Mountain West, and we want to get a bipartisan group to push back against the administration to say, well, maybe we shouldn't go this. They started with a temporary ban. We want to make sure this isn't permanent. We think their goal is to make it permanent. I would like 60 days to go and pass and then not go under the permanent approach. That's where they're heading right now. And we need to show that administration that there is opposition on both sides of the aisle for their reckless approach, which is going to hurt the American economy overall. I mean, you think about what we've done in the last 4 years under President Trump with the economy, record economic growth. America has become energy dominant, energy superpower, a net exporter of energy. Energy is called the master resource for a reason. It powers our country, our economy, our military. All of those things were made possible under President Trump. And now Biden wants to make us more dependent on, you know, Saudi Arabia and some people that don't like us and make us more dependent on foreign sources of energy. So if you care about America and our future and our security and our economic stability and growth, you got to be for American energy. And we know in Wyoming, in spite of the fact we have world-class wind and do have wind turbines, and we know in Wyoming you need it all. You need the oil, the gas, the coal. You need uranium for nuclear power. You need the wind power, the solar power, because as a nation, we continue to use more energy. And there is no way in the world that you're going to be able to power our country or an economy on solar panels and wind turbines alone. Not possible.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso joining us this morning. Senator, just one quick final question here. You mentioned the hit to education funding that this is likely going to cause. And Wyoming's own state superintendent, Jillian Bailo, has been very vocal about that. Are there any discussions in D.C. happening on how to continue to fund education in Wyoming and other western states amidst this Biden ban, as it's being called? Because Wyoming education, as you know, is already looking at a 6-10% cut this year. And that's before all of the money crisis that this could cause moving forward.
Well, yes. And thanks so much Duke, for bringing that up. And I'll tell you why. When they were doing the budget in the Senate as part of reconciliation, this was going on about a week and a half ago, I brought an amendment to the floor making just the case that you did. And I talked about it on the floor and the fact that it's not just Republican states. I'm in New Mexico, and the governor of New Mexico is working with the governor of Wyoming with Mark in an effort to say, look, these impacts on our schools are terrible. So it was the senator, the Democrat senator from New Mexico, who rose after I spoke to support my efforts to make sure, as they're doing the budget, that the schools are protected from the impact of the ban and the money that's going away. We'll see how that all turns out, but my amendment passed as part of the budget 98-2. So there is a realization on both sides of the aisle in the Senate that the impact on education, on our kids, on our schools, on our teachers is dramatic. And doesn't matter if you're in a Republican state or a Democrat state, the kids are being impacted and hurt, as are the teachers in the schools, as a result of the ban, the executive order that President Biden signed on his first day in office.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso joining us on SBI Radio. Senator, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I look forward to being there for the parade this summer.
Hey, we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thanks.